Murfreesboro basketball coach Daryl Murphy, you know, finally getting some contact days after a real weird offseason. Things still kind of in limbo, but have to at least be happy to be back in the gym.
Yeah, I know the kids definitely are. They're not overly excited about wearing these masks, and neither am I when I got to wear one all day, but teaching, you know, it's what they're requiring right now. But the kids are definitely enjoying getting back in and at least playing and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I want to take you back to March 10th, super sectional at SIU. You technically get to play the final game of 2020. What were your thoughts the days after, though, when everything kind of starts happening, dominoes start falling, and then you see that you really did play in that final game of the year?
Well, you know what is what's so amazing or whatever is this seems like that was 2 years ago.
I know.
I mean, it just seems so long ago because you didn't have any summer contact dates. And then, you know, then you didn't see your kids from basically March, I don't know, 18th or 20th, whatever it was. And then you didn't see them over the summer. It was really weird, but what a run by that team. What a run. Those kids, you know, playing for the football championship, then making it to the Final Eight in basketball. What a run. They met their match that night. But what a run by them. Tickled to death with them. And it was a great season. But it seems like it was years ago.
I really felt that weekend, I remember, for Jaquan, because he was headed to the state for the three-point shot. And the super sectional, he wasn't really – he was trying his darndest, but it just wasn't working for him that night. And then he said, well, at least he's got that working for him. And then it turned out, well, that got canceled too.
Yeah, we were all ready. We were loaded up. And, I mean, we were heading out. And our athletic director, Linda Vara, had told me that hold on, something's going on. And then so we kind of waited about 30 more minutes, and that's when we got the cancellation notice. And I feel so sorry for those teams up there. Gorville, Southern Illinois team had such a great basketball team. So disappointing. I heard they were working out on the floor when they got the news. And that's tough. That would have been really tough to do. I feel sorry for those guys because they really had a great team. And Jaquan, that's an individual thing, and he's not about that. I'm sure he would have loved to go up there and experience the atmosphere, got to watch the games. But he was okay with it. Like I said, that was an individual thing, and that's just how it was, and he was okay with it.
But to get to that level, you know, makes me question, is he the best three-point shot in the Deep South, if nothing else?
Well, he can shoot it really well. Got off to a little bit of a rough start, because he came off the football field on a Saturday, and then we practiced Sunday and played Monday. So it took him a while. But once we got things kind of going on all cylinders, we were an awful good basketball team, and he really carried us, and his shooting ability. I thought we had a great team concept last year. We would have, you know, multiple guys scoring. But as small as he is, too, he gets his shot off so fast. Yeah, he's definitely one of your better shooters. He ended up making All-State. So he just had a tremendous year.
You know, the other kid that everyone's going to be talking about, Calvon, what did he need to do this summer and now in the contact days to make sure that he gets to that next level and starts ascending? Because you really wanted to see him get to that level, but it seemed like he just hit a wall kind of in January.
Yeah, he's got to get to where he can really knock down the three-point shot. Because no human being in Southern Illinois can stay in front of him. He wants to get to the rack, he gets to the rack. But if they're playing off of him 10-foot, well, then he can't hardly get to the rack. So he's just got to get to where he can knock that shot down. Because where our team's going to be so hurt this year is we lost all of our post players, got all my guards back. But as you remember, they're all about 5'7".
Yeah.
So I need a couple guys to rebound, and we just didn't get any work in with them, and they really needed a lot of development because that's where we're going to be weak at as of right now. So this is helping us kind of get that going again a little bit, which is good. Um, But, you know, so we really miss those contact dates. But, you know, that's what Calvin, he's just got to get to where he can really knock that shot down in a pull-up 15-footer.
I was actually walking in behind him when I was coming in the gym. Has he gotten taller? He looks like he's gotten taller.
Well, maybe an inch and a half or something. I'm not for sure. I would say he has gotten a little bit taller, though. About an inch and a half or so. Everybody else stayed the same, though, unfortunately. So it's in the water at Murfreesboro.
You know, you're just talking about it. The masks are a big problem here. Not that, you know, no one wants to wear them to keep everybody safe, but it makes it so tough during the day and then have to come out here again and wear them again. Do you see a season happening if you have to wear masks? Because I've talked to some people and they're saying, I don't really know.
I mean, if it's what they got to do to play, they're going to gladly do it. But and any high school kid's going to tell you that. Would I be a huge fan of it? Oh, boy, I don't know. Whatever's best for the kids and whatever they want, and I'm sure they want to play. So, but I will not be overly excited about it. It'll be very hard to communicate with kids. It'll be hard to communicate during games. I don't think with any question we're not going to have fans.
Right.
So, and that will be a disappointment to them. So, It'll just have a summer basketball feel to it. If you know, if they're wearing masks and then you know there's no fans there, it would be weird.
Another topic of discussion at IHSA has been a shot clock. They kind of talked about that, trying to look at do they do it, do they not. I guess my question for you is, are you in favor or are you not, and why?
Oh, I wouldn't mind a shot clock. I think it would help speed things up a little bit. And, you know, the three-point shot was obviously probably the best thing they had ever put in to back in 86, I think it was. That was a great thing. I don't want to see them go to a 24-second like the NBA.
Right.
You know, 35 to 40 I think would be a good situation. You know, we'll play with whatever. We wouldn't be concerned with that. So, but, you know, if that is the situation, I hope they let us know that in advance, because that there's some different things you can do defensively that's going to play that to your favor.
Well, and I think back on this past season, being the voice of the Red Devils, there's a lot of moments where that would have played a role both for you and for your opponents several times this past year.
Oh, yeah, without a question. It would definitely change the aspect of the game. And, you know, you won't have to guard people for 2.5 minutes. You'll have to, you know, have to come down, get their offense going and pull a shot up. But it's really going to reward defenses that play real well, because if you can make them nurse that shot clock down and they got to fire up bad shots, that's only going to help you offensively, and it's going to help you in your running game, because every bad shot always leads to 2 points at the other end.
You mentioned not having any of your post players back. Jamar McZeek, Jameer Frazier, they're both gone. Kenny Hale's really the only guy from last year that has experience at the varsity level that played in that spot. You know, what does he have to do? Or are there someone maybe from the JV level you can reach down and grab that might be able to fill that gap?
Well, we think Kenny is going to be able to help us in a huge way, because he is a monster rebounder. But no, we're scrambling to find that fifth starter right now. And then after that, we're not much depth at the post either. So there's going to be times where we run a four guard system this year, and the four guards being all about 5'9".
Yeah.
So we will scramble, and we'll have to, you know, we'll just, you know, our quickness have to be to our advantage. The kids have to figure out how to make that to our advantage.
Looking at the division, the Ohio division in the River to River, you know, it doesn't look like it did last year. It looks like a lot of the teams might be in rebuild mode. Benton, obviously reloading. You guys, return of your main firepower. Harrisburg seems to be ascending, but might be a year away still. It doesn't look like it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out brawl like it was last year, where it ends in a three-way tie.
Well, I agree. I think Benton, with the core of players, which they have the best player in the conference, they got size, they got some other kids that can shoot, they got a pretty good makeup of a basketball team. And Ronnie does a great job with them, and they'll, you know, they'll play defense extremely well. They'll be hard to stop. I think the rest of us, you could kind of throw into a hat and shake us up a little bit, because we're going to have trouble guarding people in the post without a question. We're going to have a hard time rebounding, and so we're going to, you know, things are going to be different. But I think you'll have. You know, is Benton going to run away with it? I don't know about that. But, you know, I think Heron and Massac and us and, you know, Frankfurt has some weaponry back. And Harrisburg, I don't care what they got. They'll play hard. And they're going to – and it's – so there's going to be – I think you got Benton and then I think you got about the rest of us that, you know, an injury go either way is going to help, you know, hurt a team. You know, we're going to have to be able to shoot it really well all the time, which, you know, that's not going to happen every night. So we all have a lot of question marks.
You know, we're about 2 months away from hopefully opening night, tip-off night for most teams in Southern Illinois. But, you know, we're kind of in that shaky zone of will we, won't we. I'll leave it to you to give us the final word here. But what's the message you would give to Southern Illinois Hoops fans hoping for a season here in about 2 months?
Well, we just, you know, hope for the best and hope that things continue to get better. I could understand both sides of it. You know, I guess you would really, you know, question why every other state that's touching us is out playing football right now and we're not. And, you know, now I don't know the details of how those states have been going. You don't see anything on news that they've been having games canceled or postponed or anything like that. So I think if all that goes well, that should be a very optimistic, positive direction. When you know, you go down, you got teams down in, you know, Massac County's, you know, they can be in Missouri in 30 minutes. They can be in Kentucky in 10 minutes, and they're all playing. So, you know, you got to believe that we're going to get to what form. Will there be fans? I don't think so. But I'm still kind of 50-50 on if we'll play or not.